Welcome to Worst Year Ever, a production of iHeartRadio.
Welcome to the worst year ever. We'll get through it together or not. Everything is so dumb, 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 dumb.
Welcome to the Worst Year Ever, a podcast for only the very smartest people, where every day, well, once a week or so, we break down the most critical, most thought-provoking, most important issues in the world and talk about them in detail. To start us off today, Cody Johnston, my host, got a question for you. Big question. Deep question.
Big question. All right. Okay.
Do you think The Rock would be less popular if his parents had named him Dwayne the Holocaust Johnson?
Yes.
That's a very good question. I don't necessarily think so, because I feel like The Rock would change his name early on to something else.
He would not continue going by Dwayne the Holocaust Johnson. He would say that's a bad
name. He would be like, that's a bad name. Ideally, in an ideal world, he would say, that's a bad name. I've got some questions for my parents, and maybe we need to have some talks. But I will legally change my name to something like Dwayne the Holocaust was bad, actually, Johnson, or something of that, like that.
Yeah,
or
just Dwayne, no one is not mentioned. Remember the Holocaust Johnson.
Right.
Yeah.
I would say not mentioning it at all is better, but
I think he would have started working out a lot earlier because of all the bullying.
I think also,
like, what kind of bullying do you think he'd get? Like, would it be bullying from people who were like, your name is making light of the Holocaust? Or would it be bullying from people who were like, I'm a Nazi? And so, like, that could really
switch the kind of
Dwayne the Rock Johnson would get.
I feel like early on he could find a community that accepts him. For all the wrong reasons, and you know, he could go down a path.
Yeah, that could be really dangerous. You're right.
I think The Rock is a good choice. Also, his parents didn't name him The Rock.
I mean, I don't know that you can prove that, Cody.
Now, that's Robert, true. Was there any rhyme to the reasoning for this introduction, or did you just want to mention the Holocaust? And
it's
the Rock
just
really
something
quickly?
I've been thinking about every day for the last 7 to 8 months.
Well, I mean, that's why, again, this is, it's the most important things that are being talked about by everybody every day.
Only the most important things, nothing
else.
Only
the most important things. So, I'm
fuck you if you try to talk about anything else.
Whoa.
Thank you, Cody. Hey.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, heroism gets thrown around a lot, that word. Heroic.
Yeah. Heroicism.
I think I'm the only one there's ever been, I think, is the lesson of this conversation.
Robert the Holocaust Evans, hero.
Well, okay, that's a little much.
Well, I mean,
a little much, Cody.
It's your legal name, so I don't know what you're
getting a lot of deep content out today.
Hate this. Hate it. Welcome to the worst year ever.
Welcome to the worst episode of the worst year ever. Katie's here, which is why we spent the first 4 minutes or so talking
about. I miss you,
about
Katie.
Yeah, we miss you, Katie. Why didn't you stop this?
Why didn't you stop this? You, Cody, were recently very, very recklessly went traveling during a pandemic. How dare you? It's fine. The vaccines are out. It's time to get back to being human.
Oh, I'm unvaccinated and I was sneezing the whole time. So no mask.
Oh, Cody.
That's all
Cody,
not true. I need to make it clear to everybody listening.
Yeah, no,
I'm vaccinated. It was fine. I wore a mask. It's all good.
Yeah, we're all vaxxed up here. And you had your first cross country trip. You went to a party. You were like a human being again.
Yeah.
That socializes with other members of his species. How was that?
It was wild. I celebrated love, which was nice.
Oh, love is nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like love.
It was for a wedding of a friend. They put off their wedding from last year. On account of the things that everybody listening knows about. It was something. Really just diving right in to just being on planes and hanging out with a bunch of people and socializing with more than a few people. And it was nice. Did you know that it's really nice to, like, talk to your friends?
To see humans?
It's yeah, so wonderful. It's, human interaction.
One of the only things that makes life worth living is friends.
One
yeah,
would say that. Absolutely. I think more than one would say that, actually. I think multiple
lots of people
say
are
that.
Saying this.
Yeah, many people are saying that.
Lots of people are weeping this as they think about all of
many
the
many people
lost
scream
months.
This to the heavens. And it was nice to see people's actual faces, see their mouths move, their smiles, their micro expressions, all that.
I was recently on a plane myself for a less fun reason. Obviously, my mom died, so I had to get home and get back. I was vaccinated, and most of my family was. But it was weird to see how completely back to normal capacity. Like, planes are the same as they were before, except for you have to wear a mask when you're not eating shitty plane snacks.
Yeah.
Which I guess is fine. I don't know.
One of mine, I actually got my row was clear. It was me, which was very, very nice.
Oh, that's good.
But every other flight was, it was jam-packed. Everyone, at one point on one of the flights, someone had to go on the intercom and basically say, please wear your masks. Please keep them over your noses. I know that many people are vaccinated. I know that the CDC has changed their guidelines, but federal law says you have to wear a mask on these planes. You signed up for this when you bought the ticket. You agreed to it.
Yeah.
Please don't roll your eyes at us when we ask you to please put your mask on.
We have literally no control here. We work for the airline. This is a federal law. Please don't make this be a thing. Our jobs are difficult enough.
Yeah, don't be mad at us. Don't take it out on other people. So that was a nice little a little treat. I was waiting for some sort of, thing like that. I know a friend of mine, it was a couple of days after that Tucker Carlson piece about how you should call the police if you see your like kids wearing masks and stuff.
Your friend called the cops on a mask wearer, huh?
My friend's boyfriend was followed by somebody and bothered and followed after that because they were wearing a mask. So that's cool.
Oh, rad. Yeah, that's great. Really, you love to see it.
We do.
We
love getting back to normal, don't we?
Yeah, everything about the mask thing is horrible. Because no one's gonna learn good lessons from it, and people
we're already at
a bunch
point
of
point.
Yeah,
where, like, it's the like any resistance. It's like, well, you say this now, I'm saying this. Like, there are people who are like, okay, I'm against masks because they don't work. Now there's a vaccine. Well, I'm against the vaccine. That's not gonna work. In fact, I'm gonna start wearing a mask. It's like, well,
yeah.
What do you believe at all?
And it's like it's just so frustrating that the lesson couldn't be like. Well, it was good that we had masks when we needed them, and maybe now during flu season, more people wear masks in the grocery store because it just is a good idea.
It keeps people healthy, and like,
we don't have to talk about it. It doesn't have to be a thing. It's fine.
Very well. It
no one's going to mandate this. Chill.
It's
cool.
It's super cool and fine, and everyone is different. And if you don't want to, that's fine. At a certain point, and. My mom works with kids. She gets sick like 4 times a year.
Yeah.
Didn't last year at all.
Yep.
I know it's just gonna turn into a thing where like anyone with a mask, someone's gonna bother them and like call them a weak little baby or something, and it's not gonna be great. But at least we have more vaccinations. At least Ohio's suggesting that they'll pay $1 million to a few people.
Yeah, that's the fact that it works that well, that like giving out free beer and bribing people and stuff is like what it actually is going to take is just of course like, just use lottery logic to get people vaccinated.
Yeah, you think
we
like Lin-Manuel Miranda is gonna like do a rap and convince anyone to get the fucking vaccine? No, just say you'll pay them.
No.
Free
you
meal.
Know what would have solved this whole problem is with the vaccines first came out, said, hey, we're going to have all of 2020. We're going to have a contest. Everyone who gets vaccinated is enrolled. Winner gets $1 billion. You become a billionaire. One person becomes a billionaire. if you from getting vaccinated, suddenly the whole conversation stops.
Wow. Like,
Would have been cheaper, honestly, than all of the other bullshit they could have done. Yeah, would have saved money.
Or straight up, it's dumb.
It's a dumb thing I suggested, but the whole this is a dumb country. Everything that's happening is dumb. And
but also, like,
you don't
have to, like, that is very dumb. It's going to get dumber.
Yeah.
$1 billion to one person is a dumb idea.
It's an incredibly dumb idea, but
glorious,
it would have worked.
And it would have worked. But at this point, like, even the $1 million, like, split it up. Give people $1,000. Give more
that's
people
$10,000.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
But it's apparently worked. Like, there was a spike.
But yes,
in Ohio,
bribe them.
So. But
it's literally the only way to actually do this is to bribe
them. If you get the vaccine election, you get 2 votes.
Yeah, yeah, you get to double up on your votes.
Just like really, just like lean into like just fucking everything up even more.
Yeah, just really ruin the country a little.
Yeah,
a little harder.
Just a little bit.
Oh God. Well, Cody, we're all having a good time here in America.
We love America.
I'm excited by how quickly everyone seems to realize what was happening to Palestinians was fucked up. And then there was this massive backlash, and the corporations who actually took a stand, like IGN, weirdly enough, had to not take a stand anymore. Guys like Mark Ruffalo, who took a stand, wound up backtracking because some real scary motherfuckers must have either threatened them or made them feel. I think Mark Ruffalo is probably a little bit of a pushover, so they may have just, you know, you get a bunch of people he likes telling him that, no, you really are wrong on this one, Mark, and he feels
bad. Yeah, like, I'm sure there's, like, personal pressure and even, you know, like, hey, you want to still be the Hulk? You better shut the fuck up, man.
Yeah, I don't know how, honestly, I don't know if it was like that or if it was just like, oh, Mark Ruffalo is kind of a little bit of a pushover, and if, like, a dozen dudes he respects, I'll say, like, no, Mark, you got it wrong, because, you know, they're all getting paid by AIPAC. Like, he changes his tune. I don't know. It's just like the manufacturing of consent, I guess, happens as I mean, it's always been this open. I guess what is honestly new is that anybody spoke up in behalf of Palestine for a little while.
Right. Like a few got through. Yeah, I think there's some heartening stuff there, actually, about the just like the number of people who sort of realize what is going on, and being able to condemn the actions of a state and also condemn like bigotry against a religion, like the, you know, any anti-Semitism towards people is uncalled for and unwarranted, and not at all what anyone is saying. In terms of like the situation, people are obviously saying it because there are anti-Semites out there. And bigotry is a hot commodity these days.
It is a hot commodity. And you know what else is a hot commodity, Cody? It's motherfucking authoritarianism.
It's one of our favorite things.
Yeah.
It's one of our biggest exports and imports.
Yeah, it's doing great these days. Doing a lot better in the last 2 weeks than Bitcoin. I think the big thing that I'm kind of horrified about is what happened in Belarus. Basically, there's this dude, kind of like a blogger, opposition journalist to the dictator of Belarus, Lukashenko, and he was on a plane to Lithuania. I think he was heading to Vilnius, and Belarus engineered a fake bomb threat and claimed that it was Hamas, which classic Hamas action, trying to blow up an airliner headed to Lithuania.
Yeah, you know, I'm
hotbed of pro-Israeli support, Lithuania.
Why would you even bother with that?
Yeah. It's bizarre. I mean, because they're in the news, and it's all he needed to throw out there. And so the plane and like a MiG-21, like, from Belarus, like, escorted this Ryanair flight. If you don't know Ryanair, if you haven't spent a lot of time in Europe, Ryanair is Spirit, but worse. That's Ryanair. It's shittier Spirit. Yeah, but worse.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They're both trash, but the only airline I've been on worse than Ryanair is probably fucking Wizz Air.
Interesting.
Which is
like
real bad.
Quality of flight, quality of staff.
Number of things that should be included in an airline ticket that you actually have to pay for. Just
That's
a horrible airline. So they set down in Belarus, and this guy like immediately recognizes, oh, I'm fucked. They're going to kill me because this is what the regime does. Like, I've committed things that are executable offenses.
Yep.
They take him and like four other passengers off. We don't really know entirely why all of the others were taken off, but they take him. The picture we've seen, like he's clearly being tortured. He's probably going to be killed if he's not dead already. And you know, it's because this is set off an uproar. Like the EU is currently shutting down all flights to and out of Belarus, like making it impossible. Which I think they need to do. Be like, okay, well, if you're going to do shit like this, you don't get to be connected to the rest of the world. Because that's not okay. I think there need to be consequences to the regime. I'm not sure if it's going to mean anything. And of course, what we're already seeing is, because Lukashenko kind of builds himself as like a continuation of the Soviet Union, and like his regime is a continuation of the Soviet Union. There's a lot of dumbass tankies who always defend his ass. But one of the things that complicates this is that this journalist may have had some real fucking sketchy ties with the Azov Battalion in Ukraine, which are fucking Nazis. Like, this guy might be a complete piece of shit, which doesn't change the fact that Belarus had no right to divert a flight with a fake terror attack in order to execute him.
Yeah,
like, it doesn't matter that he's a piece of shit in this specific... Now, you can argue the EU should have done something about this guy, as they should do about Azov, or someone,
like
the Ukrainian government,
random
should do something
citizens
about Azov.
On the street could have done something, or like...
Yes, yes, I'm not
the
defending...
The punch of Nazi, like, again, creed, things like that.
I don't know that we don't know to a point of certainty that this guy... Was it because there's some debate, like maybe he was trying to do a story from within them? It has not been conclusively shown. I think there's a lot of evidence this guy has some sketchy fucking connections. So I'm certainly not going to defend this guy. There's a good chance he's a piece of shit. It's still terrifying what the Belarusian government did. And I don't like that. And I think people need to, like, there needs to be consequences. Otherwise, because like one of the things that's being shown is like, well, the U.S. did this when they forced Evo Morales's plane down. Like, that's actually not what happened with Evo, because for one thing, like, his plane wasn't forced down and he wasn't arrested and tortured and executed. That's not actually what went down. It's just all stupid.
That's not quite the best analogy. If you're arguing in favor of something and saying, well, the U.S., blah, 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 that's not necessarily the best argument that the U.S. does things to.
So
will there be more information about that?
We'll see. Like, this is still an ongoing situation, as is the fallout to it. You know, I don't think we know what's going to happen, but I do think we know that guys like Erdogan, in Turkey, guys like Putin, guys like, what's the Hungary?
Buttigieg.
The quasi-dictator of, yes, Buttigieg, of, yes, dictator Pete
Thank
Buttigieg
you.
of Hungary, are all watching this to kind of see, okay, can we get away with this now?
Oh,
can
that's always the case.
Diverting,
right?
Foreign journalists. Well, I mean, this guy wasn't, I mean, but he was not a resident of Belarus anymore. Like, I don't know.
You push here, and then other people see that it's okay. Like, little mini trial balloons everywhere. And,
Yeah. Anyway, it's pretty bad and not good. But you know what is good, Cody?
Wow, that was
you're
brilliant.
Killing it. You are killing it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Well done, sir.
It's products.
Food. Weed.
Food?
Friends.
Possibly weed.
Puppies.
Could be weed.
Puppies.
Could be the
water.
TV show Friends.
Plants.
Friends.
All of these things might be the ad. The ad could be for the new Friends reboot that they're doing, Cody. We should talk about the Friends reboot.
Oh yeah. No, everyone is talking about that in the news, so we clearly
talking
have to
about
talk
the
about
Friends
the
reboot.
Friends reboot.
We could talk about hopefully pot will start advertising on our show.
Let's get that happening. Come on,
marijuana.
What are you waiting for? Yeah.
Come on, big weed.
Willing to sell weed.
Yeah, I've been willing
it.
To sell
That's
weed since I was 19 and selling weed.
There you go.
Products.
Welcome to the worst year ever. Together or not.
And I was joking earlier. I never sold weed, but I did date a number of people because they were my pot dealer.
That's right. I helped my roommate sell weed.
Fucking criminal.
Well, it was okay. I got high.
Yeah. Well,
so okay. It doesn't count, right? It doesn't count as a crime if you're like, high.
It's a real plus in a relationship if they also sell weed. It's great. You know, I also had my favorite guy who sold me, person who sold me weed story was I was living in a hovel once in Lakewood, Dallas. It was legally zoned as servants' quarters. It was a small one-room house behind a duplex that was in terrible shape. My two roommates and I paid $550 a month total for this place. It was where I lived when I'd saved up like $2,500 teaching special ed, and I quit my job to try to make it as a writer. And so I was like, okay, I can pay like $200 a month and live for like 6 months here if I eat ramen and smoke ditch weed.
Right. And
a couple of months into living there, I'm showering during a thunderstorm, and the ceiling of the shower collapses in on me. Like, falls down, like, it all falls in on me. And there's no roof over the shower. Now, thankfully, just above the shower, which if you're going to pick one area to have no roof in your house, that is where you'd pick.
It makes
for weird showers, because if you're having a hot shower while there's rain coming in, it's bizarre.
Oh, that sounds amazing, actually.
Yeah, it's odd.
An odd meditative experience that must be.
So we call the landlord, and the landlord is this guy who he's like in his 70s. He's clearly kind of a burnout. He's not a bad landlord as landlords go, because rent is cheap as hell, and he does not give a fuck what we do there or if we're doing illegal drugs or any of that. But he also doesn't take care of the place. And we met the owner of the place once. The guy who owned the house was a dude whose last name was, I shit you not, Mr. Escobar. He lived down in Mexico, and he came up once to pick up a classic Volkswagen Beetle that he had parked on the property. And he was just had a fascinating mustache. So I don't know what the hell was going on there. It was a shady property. We call the property manager, and we're like, the ceiling fell in on the shower. You should probably do something about that. And so he sends his repair guy, who takes one look at it and is like, yeah, that's not getting fixed anytime soon. And then in the same breath says, do you want to buy some weed?
Yeah, he did.
For months, he didn't fix the hole in the roof. But once every 2 weeks, he would drop off $50, an ounce of like pretty good popcorn for $50, and like leave it in the tool shed. And it was a great, one of the best landlord type relations. No. I paid $50 for that shit.
At least,
but it was a good price.
That's a good price. That's a good price. I wish he was a little more generous in that. You can't shower's not going to be fixed, but here's some weed every once in a while.
It was more shower's not going to be fixed, but I'll sell you some weed.
But in addition, I guess also like at that point, it was much harder to get.
You know, we were used to paying $50 an ounce for like Mexican brick weed, which was not great. And this was $50 a month for like shake from pretty good weed, which is a significant upgrade for the same price.
When you were starting the story about your was $550 a month or whatever, it made me think of when I was in Ohio in this $400 apartment. And then you mentioned the shower breaking, which also happened at my apartment.
Mm-hmm.
The roof just collapsed.
Aww. Good.
I didn't get weed out of it.
I love having landlords. I don't know. Cody, how do you feel about aliens?
I support them. I feel that they definitely exist somewhere in some shape or form, even possibly in the oceans of Europa, for example. I think that there's enough water and various organic materials.
Yeah.
In the galaxy, in the universe, that it is like, of course, there's something that there are Goldilocks conditions elsewhere that conditions that we don't even know can support life that exist for sure is my opinion generally.
Yeah, that's kind of where I am. Like, I think there's definitely a non-zero chance there's something we would recognize as life outside of Earth in our solar system, and almost certainly something. But I am kind of, like, I'm not, as much as I joke about it on Twitter, I'm pretty leery of the idea that there's, like, advanced life out there with fucking spaceships and shit visiting us, just because, like, one of the things I'm not great at physics, but it seems like there's a good chance that even if there's a bunch of other life out there, it would never be able to get here. Because maybe that's just, like, we're never going to have the Star Trek shit. Maybe all of that's nonsense. And there's no point in going all the
I generally think that there is a possibility of that.
It's certainly not, like, we're, a non-zero
we're not,
chance.
We're not close
yeah.
to there. But I think that intergalactic space travel or just interstellar space travel quickly is going to be possible one day if we fucking survive and if we get better at who we are.
If we actually be best, for sure.
Yeah, if we be best, then I think that is possible. But not necessarily like, you know, obviously like instantaneous travel. But I think so many things are possible that we just can't comprehend and have no even perception of. And it looks like and sounds like magic, but it's just we just don't understand it yet. But I also think that a civilization that is at that level, which I have no real opinion one way or the other on whether or not a species has gotten to that point. But if they were to, I feel like there would be, like you mentioned, Star Trek shit, like some sort of, like they're not going to come and fuck with us or like interact with us unless it's... you know, they need our resources, which I also always think is kind of funny because if you're a highly advanced civilization and you're like, oh, we need water, we need gold, we need carbon, like whatever it is you need, it is everywhere.
Seems like there's
else
a lot of that shit.
It's
seems like,
everywhere.
Like, there's whole planets that are just like diamond or gold or
yes,
some shit.
There's
water
literally
all
an entire
over the fucking place,
planet
frozen.
Of diamond. Yeah. There is like just, there's a I forget how large it is immense it's just water it's literally a mm-hmm. pool of water floating
there's,
in space
there's plenty of shit out there like the fucking it's the universe it's got everything in it
yeah so the idea that like oh they need our resources is just laughable to me unless it's like they need our human pee specifically they need to harvest our human pee but if it's just like a mineral. Or an element, I find that to be pretty ridiculous. Because if we had interstellar travel, we're like, oh, we need hydrogen. We got to go find a society. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. I don't know. You know, so here's what we're actually talking about today is there's more alien shit in the news, right?
There's always alien shit.
There's that
shit
video that came out with those fighter pilots who were, what, off the coast of fucking San Diego or something, and they saw a thing, and they were like, oh, whatever it is, it's so much better than anything we have. It's, you know, a thousand times, you know, more advanced than and this is the way it always goes. It seems new, I think, to people who haven't paid a lot of attention to the history of, like, people talking about UFOs. But, like, the shit that gets people up in arms is always fighter pilots. Because, like, some dude from, like, bumfuck Oklahoma is like, yeah, I saw me some shit in the sky. And we're like, okay, Cletus. Like, yeah, I'm sure you fucking did. Yeah.
Those
yeah.
are called stars,
you
also, buddy.
Yeah. You have been day drunk since 1976. I'm not surprised. Fighter pilots people trust, even though they lie about, for example, civilian casualties. But yeah, people assume like
not
okay,
extraterrestrial civilians though.
Yeah, exactly. People are like a fighter pilot. You got to have like a clear head on your shoulder to do that gig. You
right,
have to
yeah.
like, yeah, and they assume okay if you see a thing and you like fly around it and it's like oh this doesn't do work like any plane I've seen. They know what they're talking about, and it's certainly like I will say a more credible. Report it deserves to be investigated when a pilot is like I saw some shit that deserves to be investigated when maybe some dude sitting out in a bayou in Louisiana sees a light in the sky it may be not worth an investigation
right.
But there's a couple of things going on here. One of them is that pilots are eyewitnesses, and eyewitnesses suck. Like as a matter of like something that has been consistently shown overwhelmingly in data on how good people are at accurately recalling events, eyewitnesses are bad, and the footage that exists is not clear enough to know what the hell people are seeing. Like, it could all, like, I haven't seen any footage where I'm like, oh, there's no way that's a drone.
Right. And more often
that is unregulated. Yeah.
Yeah. And there's like I think a collective thing with eyewitnesses too, where like they sort of like start to combine their stories and create like one, and also like, yeah, like not recalling a day later and like filling in the blanks, and the farther you get away from it, the less like the actual event it becomes. But also, more often than not, the videos can be explained. And
in fact, when you look at, because obviously I'm not saying reports of extraterrestrials shouldn't be investigated. I'm saying they should be and are. There's a specific branch of the Air Force, or of the Department of Defense, at least, the Advanced Aviation Threat Identification Program, that looks into this shit. And there have been precursors to that, like Object Blue Book. And more than 90% of the reports have had a definitive answer as to what it was. And that doesn't mean that 8 or 9 or whatever percent are definitely UFOs. It means they just, like, they didn't have enough information to make a conclusion.
Well,
and they're
also
not in the business of speculating.
Right. That's the other thing, too, because those 8 or 9%, that does mean that those are UFOs. Because a UFO is an unidentified flying object. It's still unidentified. If something is a UFO, that's not a synonym for aliens.
Yeah. Yes.
Flying, UFO does not equal flying saucer. It equals a thing we don't
sky.
Know. Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to believe, though. I want to believe. Yeah.
I do want to believe. Like, we're all fundamentally sympathetic to Fox Mulder, history's greatest hero. Mm-hmm. But Fox Mulder, as a couple of friends of ours have chronicled for the last several years, was a maniac.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Maybe don't take his word for much.
Or anything.
He's made some questionable decisions.
Mind.
Yeah.
He's not left on that submarine.
He just wants to believe so much. He just needs to believe. That's the thing. Mulder doesn't want to believe. He needs to believe.
He needs to believe, and that's why you shouldn't take him seriously about anything, because he's out of his goddamn
gourd.
Just like all of the people who wind up having the most compelling stories about UFOs. And that brings us to this most recent swell of UFO shit, which has generally been, like, in both the mainstream media and in a lot of just, like, social media, seems to be like, oh, wow, you know, this hasn't been a big topic, but, like, the military's certain now that there are aliens.
Why isn't
anyone talking about this? Because that's not what's happened. Because that's absolutely not what's happening. The first thing people should know is that almost, like, the bulk of what's coming out now is based around the personal recollections of a guy named Luis Elizondo, who talked to Wire in, I don't know exactly when he talked to Wired, but he talked to the New York Times as well. And he bills himself as a member of AATIP, the Advanced Aviation Threat Identification Program, which, like, investigated flying foreign weapon threats, UFOs or whatever. They don't call them UFOs. They call them
UAPs, unidentified aerial phenomena.
UAPs. It's a UFO. They're just trying to be less, you know.
Yeah, they don't want people to think, oh, they're studying UFOs. Yeah. That means, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, this is actually an example of the Defense Department being intelligent and savvy about, and being like, oh, if we have a UFO investigation thing, people are just going to be like, there's definitely aliens. Yeah. So good on them for knowing something. but yeah, so this fucking guy, Luis Elizondo. Who is like the core of the fucking New York Times's story, was the core of a couple. I mean, Wired actually did a pretty good job of, like, investigating this guy, but he's like, he's framed himself as a Fox Mulder. He's been like, you know, I worked for this branch. Mm-hmm. I kept running into things I couldn't explain. I thought there was a cover up, people trying to, like, stop this from being discussed more widely, how there's definitely aliens. And, like, so in 2017, I left to try to tell the people the truth. Like, he's really trying to frame himself as Mulder or a whistleblower. The one problem, there's not a goddamn bit of evidence he actually worked for AATIP. Like, not a single, like, he definitely worked for the Defense Department, but he did, there's nothing that ties him to the people who were actually looking for UFOs. And he immediately, when he left the Defense Department, he tried to get into the entertainment. He got like a TV show and shit. Yeah,
that's the ping, right? Like, that's the, oh, okay, yeah, never mind.
Yeah, gotcha. You're just a grifter.
I get it. Yeah. I see.
A savvy grifter. Very successful.
Got his own History Channel show.
He's got all these people talking about it like it's this thing. He got a History Channel show. But yeah, he's trying to be like, I'm the Fox Mulder. But, you know, Fox Mulder didn't get on the History Channel. Fox Mulder grabbed a gun and hijacked a gondola.
That's
and,
right. And, he stayed and, in and the fucking shit.
Lit a guy's corpse on fire for no reason and tried to break into the Defense Department, the Pentagon, without disguising. He did. Fox Mulder did some fucking nutty shit. Yeah. Elizondo's just grifting, you know. Fox Mulder
took a stand, and it was
took a stand.
Maybe
a series
not always
of
the best stand to take, but he did it, and he stuck with it.
Never a good stand. He stuck with it. He watched a lot of weird porn. Anyway, that's. I'm sure Elizondo does too. So,
huh? He's not wrong.
Yeah.
Oh God. Oh.
So, the big New York Times article. Well, okay. So, one of the things that's frustrating about this is how Scientific American has characterized, because a lot of the reporting, you have this New York Times article, and then you have people reporting on the New York Times article, and that creates this perception that there's like a lot of shit coming out about UFOs when there really isn't.
Well, right. It's pointing out that there isn't, but the landscape makes it seem like, oh, everyone's talking about aliens. Like, well, no, they're pointing out this story's not that well put together.
Yeah. And it's bizarre. Like a number of the things that are like sketchy about this is like, so the Scientific American kind of summarizes the three revelations in this New York Times article based on Elizondo as like, number one, many high ranking people in the federal government believe aliens have visited planet Earth. Not a revelation. Lots of people at all
everybody,
levels of society
believe that.
Yeah. I'm sure Trump was being honest when he was like, yeah, maybe. Like, because I doubt, I don't think there's really any evidence that the fucking DOD has. You know why? Because they're shitty at keeping secrets.
Right.
They're bad at it, and it would immediately leak out. If there was a single photograph of an extraterrestrial, it would immediately get leaked.
Yeah, Tom DeLong would post it immediately.
Yeah. People in the Pentagon would happily die to get that information out because it's aliens. Like
that's the thing. Yeah,
you're not gonna
the thing
hide
about
that
it.
Shit.
Like at a certain point, it's like if there's conclusive evidence, somebody's gonna point that out and bring it out.
Yeah,
and like that you can't put that back in the bag.
No,
because we all want it to be true.
Every single person wants this to be true.
Yeah, nobody's like, I fucking hope aliens don't exist. That would, like, I hope we're the only ones in the billions and billions and billions of fucking planets.
Everybody wants this to be real. So if there was hard evidence, it would immediately, like, one of the hardest pieces of confirmation that we don't have proof one way or the other is Trump didn't tweet it out, which he would have.
Absolutely.
You think Donald John Trump would keep that secret? No,
he'd vlog about it. He'd make a vlog.
He would have made a fucking vlog about it. He would have done a Twitter live stream from Area 51 showing us the aliens.
Yeah, there's no way. And it's just the thing. It's a thing that happens all the time. Even it just seems like a little morsel or a distraction just to like say like even Clinton when she was running said like I'll declassify all the alien stuff if it's out there. It's like all right.
Yeah, because it's not, and you know it's not, because you know the government as well as I know the government, and you know that it's bad at keeping this kind of secret. The kind of secrets it's good at keeping is like, we secretly funneled $11 million to this guy who's a friend of a congressman so that he could half construct a bridge, and that's going to take 20 years to get out because we've buried the information about it in 1,000, or like we lost $3 billion in cash in Iraq, like physically lost, like there were pallets of money that they landed and unloaded and lost. That happened. Took a while for people to like that, but it had like the kind of shit.
Yeah,
you can swirl that around, and it'll take a while. It all eventually comes out.
But that's the thing; it eventually comes out. Still, but, like even that is like,
but,
well,
yeah,
yeah
it
but eventually
comes out. Yeah.
And, like, nobody's like, they're upset, like, people obsessed about, like, where's the money that we lost? Like, there's no, like, obsessive people doing that.
I'll tell you, bunch of dudes in Iraq.
right.
Like, we're like, I guess we should steal this money. Let's give some of it to some of the soldiers guarding it and take it. Again, I've known, because of, you know, just my job as a journalist, I've had to talk to a number of people in the defense industry. I've known, because I come from a family with a military background, a number of people in the defense industry. I've known people in the intelligence industry. It's part of, like, the job. I don't believe anyone. Like, you look at what kind of shit leaked out about the Fed response to the BLM protest last year. How many guys from within the agency leaked out shit about, like, improper crowd control techniques. And that's something that's a lot less controversial than fucking aliens, which, right, I guarantee you a ton of feds would be like, oh yeah, I would fucking leak that out. Like,
right. As opposed to, like, it doesn't have any stuff faith that makes us look bad. Like, no, like, yeah.
Yeah. This does not mean, to be clear, that I or you have any faith in the federal government or any faith in, like, the inherent goodness of people. It's not about good or bad. It's about, no one could keep aliens a secret.
Yeah.
Like, it's just not going to happen. This is not me having faith in anything. It's just me having a basic understanding of human beings who can't keep their fucking mouths shut about cool
especially
shit.
About fucking aliens. Especially about aliens.
Fucking aliens. The coolest thing that could possibly happen. Like, it's the kind of thing, if they fucking found conclusive evidence that there was a microbe in the fucking atmosphere of Venus, that shit would leak out before the scientific report. It would leak out 1,000 times before they could actually, like, explain, like, it's just a microbe, and that's important, but, like, it's not, like, people would be talking about the aliens on Venus for fucking days before that report hit, because no one would be able to keep their fucking mouth shut about it.
Yeah, like, because also, like, you bring in, like, mm-hmm. you have to study these things. Scientists, especially, not just, like, people mm-hmm. in general, scientists mm-hmm. want aliens to exist. It's, like, one of the mm-hmm. things that they really want to find. It would like, help them. It's just, yeah, the whole thing is just,
Yeah.
Yeah, we're all
it's,
Fox
anyway,
Mulders
so
at
the
heart.
Second point, we're all Fox Mulders at heart. We all want to hijack a gondola at gunpoint. And by God, one day I'll do it. One day I'll do it. You know, 3D printed guns. Italy is not that long a flight away. Oh, sorry.
I want to believe in aliens, but I do believe in you doing that.
Thank you, Cody. Thank you for helping me get on the no-fly list.
You're welcome.
So the second point in sort of the summary of this New York Times story, the first was that obviously high-ranking people in the federal government think aliens have visited the Earth, of course. Second point is military pilots have recorded videos of UFOs with capabilities that seem to outstrip all known human aircraft, changing direction and accelerating in ways no fighter jet or helicopter could ever accomplish. I believe they've seen that. I have not seen evidence or heard evidence that suggests it's stuff a drone couldn't do. Because drones do things that planes, because there's not a person who can black out in a drone.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, there's a lot of excessive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's things you can do with a drone that you can't.
But also a lot of, like, again, like, many of these, like you said, like, something like, what, 90-some% have been explained.
Yeah. Yes.
There are people that know how, like, cameras work and how certain things work where they can look at it and go, oh, well, it's this. Like, if I can recreate it right now, and they recreate it. And so just like the, I don't know, it's still unidentified. And that's what.
Yeah, it's.
The word means.
Yeah, you know, Cody, you know it's not unidentified. You know it's well identified, because I'm fairly certain it's a legal requirement to identify.
Promo code ads.
When you're pitching ads. I think you have to be clear about that, although a lot of times people aren't, because our entire childhood was just us being marketed to in the guise of beautiful cartoon robots. So I don't know where I'm going with this, Cody.
I can't wait to buy
Megatron
stuff,
oh shit, yeah, that also.
Welcome to the worst year ever. We'll get through it together or not. Everything is so dumb, 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 dumb.
We're back.
We're back with,
you know,
two Megatrons. For cheap,
Megatrons.
Thanks to 15% off.
Three Megatrons.
Three Megatrons
for Megatrons. The price
70% off.
Galactus?
Your first 3 months.
I don't know. I don't know aliens.
I don't know aliens either.
I don't know aliens. Well, I know.
I think the whole premise
of
this episode
actually,
is that nobody knows aliens.
Okay.
I know a significant number, but yeah,
super like famous or well known human do you think is actually an alien and not actually a human?
Oh yeah, Nicolas Cage. Is there another answer to that question?
Ooh.
Possibly. Yeah,
that's good.
Is there another answer you could possibly give to that question? He's here to collect all of the tarantulas.
Such a good answer that I'm like.
That's a really good answer.
Yeah.
Honestly, Donald Trump is close on account of the way he talks and some of the things he said. And his
he does not talk like a person.
He does not talk like anyone I've ever heard before in my life.
Yeah.
He invented phrases for all time.
I would like this to be a movie, and I think it would be a successful movie. And I know for a fact, to a point of certainty, that Nicolas Cage would agree to be in it. You have Nicolas Cage play himself as an alien who has come to Earth because his species desperately needs. Maybe they share an ancestor with dinosaurs, mm-hmm. and in order to fix a genetic problem, they need to buy up all of the Tyrannosaurus skulls they can.
Yeah, they got to buy
so
our bones.
His whole career, because Nicolas Cage went badly in debt because he was buying so many dinosaurs. So
I feel like
you could have a fun movie.
I think Nicolas Cage is the best mm-hmm. answer, but I'd also like to throw mm-hmm. in Judge Jeanine. Judge Jeanine.
Judge Judy?
Oh,
no,
yeah.
Judge
Jeanine.
Jeanine
could be.
No, not Judge Judy.
Oh, I don't
Judge
know her.
Jeanine from Jeanine, Fox.
Jeanine Pirro. Yeah, Pirro, that yeah. lady.
She's not an alien. Yeah. She's just drunk all the time.
She's not an alien.
Right?
Yeah, she's just an alcoholic.
Yeah, she's just having her afternoon TV wine.
Yeah, yeah. we all just want our afternoon TV wine, don't we, folks?
We do.
So,
it's true.
Point number three from this New York Times article that we are slowly getting through
was in
a group of buildings in Las Vegas, the government stockpiles alloys and other materials believed to be associated with UFOs. Now, that's the only thing here that sounds amazing. That sounds like a huge change, a massive, because that's confirmation that there's fucking extraterrestrials, right? And that's how it's being like a lot of sort of the.
Well, there's like stuff we don't know about. Like, what is this?
Yeah. There's like, oh my God, the government does. There's a real Area 51 type thing. The government has, you know, and that's how this fucking, what's his name? Elizondo has been kind of framing it as like the government has these alloys that we can't identify. Now, that's not actually what the article says. The article says, I'm going to quote from the New York Times article here, quote, the company involved in the DOD research modified buildings in Las Vegas for the storage of metal alloys and other materials that program contractors said had been recovered from unidentified aerial phenomena. Researchers also studied people who said they had experienced physical side effects from encounters, yada, yada, yada. There's no evidence that these alloys are unexplainable or unidentified, just that they came from aircraft that we don't know where the aircraft originated from. Could be Russian, Chinese, could be something a different branch of our government threw up into the sky and didn't tell other branches about. Nothing about that says the alloys themselves are unidentified. And like fucking scientists have been pointing out that, like, well, even if these are from aliens, we would almost certainly be able to identify the alloys because there's only so many things that are out there. It might be
right,
a new
unless
way of mixing them, but like we would be able to figure it out. Like
unless it's like all new elements that we've never discovered.
Yeah,
but even then, you would be able to go in and like look at. It's this many electrons. This many. It's like this is what the element is. The idea that like, there's the unknown alloys. Like, well, no, the alloy isn't unknown.
Yeah,
the source of the alloy is unknown.
Yeah, the reality
it's
is
wreckage
that, like,
from
people...
stuff we don't know where it came from.
Like, we know that our government has spent most of the last 70 years shooting all kinds of weird planes into foreign airspaces to take pictures of things we shouldn't have been taking pictures of. A bunch of shit that was secret until, we know we've been doing that. Obviously, other governments have done the same thing to us. Some of that shit crashed. Also, everybody's launching all sorts of nonsense into fucking space. Some of that comes down to the Earth. And they just find it, and they're like, well, we don't know what this is, because there's not enough of it left. Let's put it in the room with all of the other junk. Like, It doesn't
right,
mean
but if
anything,
they looked at the outlay, they'd be like, oh, yeah. It's metal. It's like the metals that we know.
It's metal. Like, it's the metal that gets used for shit that in goes into the air sometimes. Like, yeah. It's just, yeah. So, I don't know. That's, I guess, the bulk of what, that's the bulk of what's going on here. And there's, of course, there's this other pattern that I don't know how much I want to get into talking about, but, like, there's this pattern of, like, uncomfortable discussions start happening about things the DOD is involved in, and it's time to talk about aliens some more to distract people.
Yeah.
This one seemed kind of weirdly timed with, like, everyone complaining about all of the weapons money we send to Israel.
For the ethnic cleansing then suddenly, going on.
For the ethnic cleansing, and then going, suddenly there's a lot of alien shit going on. There's also an allegation that, like, well, you know, this is how they are trying now, since the war on terror thing doesn't work as well anymore, to justify, well, we need to give more money to make it.
Yeah, we've got this alien department now, so you should help us fund the alien department.
Yeah,
it's you know, who knows, but that is something that is, like, worth considering, because also, like, a lot of these videos, they're not new. They pop up every once in a while, and people see, like,
yeah.
Like, I remember, like, not every detail of this new cycle, but, like, you can remember, like, oh, yeah, we did this already. We had a new cycle. We're like, oh, aliens, and these videos, and this, and the Department of Defense thinks that, like, there are military people who think aliens exist. Like, this isn't really a new story.
No, it's not. Of course, and of course it's not, because if there are, and there may be, if there are intelligent, hyper-advanced aliens that can do what we'll colloquially refer to as Star Trek shit, the last thing they would do is let our messy asses see them. Like, that is, under no circumstances are they letting that shit happen. Like,
yeah, there's so much about, like I was talking about, like, the needing our resources. Like, fuck off. They don't need our fucking shit.
The only thing we might have that they need is, like, animals that they know we're going to wipe out. And if they're a better species and view life as precious, that's the only thing I could see is, like, okay, well, we got to save some fucking.
Yeah, they're making a zoo. Dolphins, they're working on their Dyson Sphere zoo.
Like, these people clearly aren't going to get their shit together before all these beautiful, like, gyms die. So let's save some fucking tree frogs.
Right. But, like, if they're, you know, if they made it here from who knows how far away and how long it took.
Yeah.
And they survived.
Yeah, unfathomable eons.
And they're flying around in ways that we've never seen this before. I don't think that our shitty cameras would necessarily detect them.
No.
Or even, like, a human eyeball. Eyeball is very limited, actually. There's so much that we don't perceive.
Our eyes cats have better eyes.
Yeah. We
keep them because they make us feel less lonely. And they've got better eyes than us.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. But, like, we got our little sliver of the EM spectrum. We can see this stuff, but there's so much that we don't perceive. That, like, they wouldn't. There's, like, okay, so it's not in that range.
Yeah, alien life could be like a cloud that neither our eyes nor any sensors invented can see in any meaningful way, that is the size of planets and just every now and then sweeps over the planet, perceives everything, and moves on. And we have no way of knowing. Like,
yeah, not like, swooping in, flying around, zipping around, going, oh, no, they saw me, and then, like, zipping off. Yeah. Like, that's...
Yeah, like, fuck off with that bullshit.
Yeah.
One of the fun things to imagine is that aliens exist, they've got great engines, but are otherwise just as dumb and messy as us.
Yeah.
Which is a fun premise for, like, that's basically Independence Day.
Right. or it's basically, like, our future,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
We, like, did it, but, like, we're not
are
good
stupid
enough for
pieces
this.
Of shit.
Like,
yeah,
we still suck.
Like
shit
that episode
so
of The Next Generation when Riker gets caught hiding in an alien race and has to fuck his way out.
Yeah,
it's classic
maybe
that's
Riker.
Happened
God.
A couple of times. Yeah, classic Riker. That's what's actively happening with Nicolas Cage. He's working to fuck his way out of planet Earth, but
using
he's
the power
fuck
of fuck.
Lot. Mm-hmm. As the documentary Earth
bones.
Girls Are Easy makes clear, like,
obviously
Jeff Goldblum's been trying to fuck his way off planet for decades. Anyway, I guess that's all I have to say about aliens.
I understand. You can look up explanations of all these videos by like scientists who know what they're talking about, if you'd like.
Also, yeah. Like, thank you to Garrison Davis for the research on this thank episode. You
for, oh, yeah. Thanks, Garrison, for allowing Cody and I to just talk about what would be cool, RE aliens, which is not any of the things people talk about. There was a motherfucker on Twitter, because I shared the like the Tic Tac alien video.
There was a fucking motherfucker on Twitter.
There was a real motherfucker on the twits where, okay, so like there's this video that comes out of these fighter pilots being like, yeah, it was like shaped like a Tic Tac. It moved like nothing I've ever seen. And I like posted it and made some comment about Tic Tac aliens just because like I post about alien shit sometimes. And there's this mix of people who are like, you're just laundering like the Defense Department propaganda. And I was like, okay, like it's fine to joke about alien. But there was also this person who showed up in the comments of the original like video from whatever news agency put it up and was like, well, if there really are things like this that are that much more advanced, it's imperative that we like find them and take them down and capture them to understand them. This needs to be the main priority of the Defense Department.
Oh my God.
I don't think I've ever seen a more unhinged post where it's like, so you think that if there's hardcore evidence that aliens are here with unfathomable technology, our first step should be to kidnap them?
Like, I mean, that sounds like a person who works for the Department of Defense. Like,
yeah. Are you out of your goddamn mind?
Like, some people fear Tic Tacs. No, that absolutely sounds like somebody who works for the Defense Department. It's like, we gotta the war on aliens, right? We need to do this.
We gotta fuck up some aliens.
Yeah. Oh, but we don't have the technology.
They're better
yet.
Better than us at everything and have unthinkable weapons technology. Let's punch them in the dick. See if it hurts.
Let's drink their blood. What does that do?
It does make me want like a redo of Independence Day, but instead of like the aliens coming here to eat all of our resources, they're just kind of like passing by because whatever travel, like this is like near our planet is just a smooth place in the cosmic sea to go through. And we see that they have like a lot of copper and we're like, let's start a war with the aliens to steal their copper.
With the tourist aliens fucking, have come, yeah.
Elon Musk needs batteries. Let's massacre. Let's commit space genocide for them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is exactly what would happen. Like, that's the thing. So many alien, like, movies and stories and things like that are that, like, written, they're so clearly written from the perspective of a human being, like what a human being would want to do. Like, well, if we were the aliens, we'd do this, therefore the aliens are going to do this, which is kind of ridiculous considering the possibilities.
Yeah. Anyway, we've pitched a couple decent screenplays.
I think Mr. Cage jump on it now. You've got to get the bones.
Call it, honestly, make it a 90-minute movie. It'll cost $40 million. Half of that will go to Nicolas Cage. Call it Nicolas Cage is literally an alien. Throw it up on Netflix. You'll make your money back.
Or Galactic Treasure.
What about Tom Cruise?
National Treasure 2. Sorry, go ahead, Sophie.
I was saying, speaking of jumping things, what about Tom Cruise? Could he?
Tom Cruise is the most perfectly human man who has ever existed. I have no doubts about Tom Cruise's humanity.
Well, he's also an alien possessed by Xenu, right?
That was my point.
I mean, like he believes literally the opposite, that he's got the aliens out of him, and that's why he's so good at climbing up tall buildings.
That's right.
That's the entirety of Scientology.
He's alien free. He's pure human.
Yeah. The whole thing they believe about themselves is they got all the ghosts out of their blood.
That's a buddy alien comedy ghosts. I would watch if Tom Cruise is in this Nicolas Cage movie.
That's my point. I think it would be a beautiful film.
Or maybe throw another $30 million onto the budget. Tom Cruise is hunting Nicolas Cage because he knows Nick Cage is an alien and Scientologists are fighting the aliens.
I see what you're doing.
Instead of Thetan readers and just sort of like, you know,
I see it.
Getting rid of them psychologically. He's just like, we have to murder the aliens inside you.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Netflix, f- free shit, right?
They'll
I mean,
make
not
anything.
Free. You'll have to spend
they'll
at
make
least
fucking
$70
anything.
Million. But yeah, I mean, I felt emotionally like somewhere in his sleep, a Netflix executive just screamed out, "Greenlit!" And then got smothered in bed by his wife, who's had mm-hmm. enough. God willing.
Well,
good for her.
Good for her.
Good for her. Taking a stand. Right. You can find us online, Worst Year Pod, on the
First
media.
Year Pod.
And Robert.com. You have a new fiction a podcast.
I have an infection?
No, you have a new fiction podcast.
I don't have an infection. I don't have an infection. What are you talking about?
A new fiction. I can't even. If I have to say
oh,
it
a
more
new
time.
Fiction podcast.
I
oh,
say it one more
yeah,
fucking
I,
time.
Yes. Oh, okay. Well, I wrote a novel. It's dumb. There's
no, it's
a podcast.
Not. After
it's a
the
podcast.
Revolution,
it's definitely a podcast.
Trailer, like name the podcast.
After the Revolution yeah. trailer's out now. First episode. June
the trailer's
2nd.
Out now. I will figure out getting a website up and an EPUB up for it. Anyway,
hell I
also
yeah. I love websites.
I can announce. I might as well announce this now. I'm not ready to announce it on social media, but it's not a secret. I also have an actual publisher. Next year, the physical edition of the book will be coming out. There will always be a free EPUB because money's tight and people should be able to read books for free. Mm-hmm. But people who want to will next year be able to buy a hard copy. It's going to be produced by AK Press, which is a wonderful anarchist publishing house whose books have been the sources on a number of Bastards episodes, including the Machno episode. So,
That's exciting.
Cool.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
But starting June 2nd, we'll be releasing chapters. They'll be releasing Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Yeah.
With the first
three
episode,
chapters a week.
Wednesday, mm-hmm. June 2nd.
Yeah. And at some point, I'll be probably funding more fiction books if people want that. Maybe one about Nicolas Cage as mm-hmm. an alien so that Netflix can spend $70 million.
I feel like
yeah.
this is just
a movie that 13
like
people watch all
the time. This wasn't a podcast. This was just like a weird brainstorming
session. It's a backdoor pilot pitch session.
Cody and I just needed to talk.
Like, what if, have you ever thought about, like, I'm just off the top of my head, what if a show was like this and all the characters were named this and this happened and this happened?
Yeah.
The second season.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The reality of this episode is that Cody and I used to hang out more and haven't gotten to in a while because of the plague.
Just talking about your fucking broken shower
just
for
talking
five
about
minutes.
Shit.
How was your flight?
Yeah, they're not all gonna be gyms.
Yeah, it's a banger, don't
whatever.
Worry
you've already listened to it.
Lovely, beautiful thoughts to Katie, mm-hmm. Who cannot be here.
Yes.
And probably was
yes.
glad that she wasn't here.
And probably would have been profoundly frustrated at us.
She will be back soon. And, that's time to play the song.
Yep, here's the song.
Everything's so dumb, and it's gonna get dumber.
Great.
I tried.
Yes.
Daniel.
Lovely.
Worst Year Ever is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.